open with hymn 211. 211. Beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest me iniquity.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserved thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you.
And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, who of thy fatherly goodness hast been mindful of us poor miserable sinners, and hast given thy beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. We beseech thee, grant us thy Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd doth know us and succor us in every affliction, we may also know him, and trusting in him, seek help and comfort in him. From our hearts obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one true God, world without end.
Our Old Testament lesson for this second Sunday after Easter is found in the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, the 11th through the 16th verse. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among the scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost, and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken, and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and feed them in judgment. Here ends the Old Testament lesson.
Alleluia, alleluia. Then was the Lord known to them in the breaking of bread, alleluia.
The epistle lesson is found in the second chapter of 1 Peter, the 21st through the 25th verse. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Here ends the epistle lesson.
I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is found in the 10th chapter of John, the 11th through the 16th verse.
Oh, Lord.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, which them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Here ends the gospel. We confess the Christian faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We sing the hymn in the insert, What Shall We Want When... What Shall We Want Where Christ Our Head?
Thank you. mercy and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lesson this morning is found in the 10th chapter of John, the 11th through the 16th verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Here ends our text. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in Christ Jesus, Jesus has many names in the Scriptures. Some of them are titles like Christ, the Anointed One. Some of them describe what he does for you, that he is your Redeemer, your Savior. And with many names, he uses pictures. Like in this chapter where he calls himself the door of the sheepfold. So elsewhere he says, I am the vine. One of the first names that he is called at the beginning of his ministry is by John the Baptist, who says, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And here Jesus tells us that he is the Good Shepherd. What is there in a name? We give names often with little thought because we like the name or because it was a family name. But the names which we have are not like the ones given to Jesus. These are his names because they describe his work and nature. His name is who he is. And that is even true when he uses a name that compares himself to something else. His name here in our text is therefore especially fitting. He is the Good Shepherd. By taking this name, Jesus is describing himself to you in a most wonderful way. Because the shepherd is good. What does it mean to be good? The word good could be used in different ways. We often use it to mean morally good, a good person. As in an upright, law-abiding person. And of course, Jesus is certainly good in that way. He is the only man whom we heard, as we heard in the epistle lesson, knew no sin, nor was there any guilt at all found in him. And even when he was reviled, he did not revile his tormentors in return. He submitted to the Father's will. He was certainly a good man. And yet this is not what Jesus means here when he calls himself good. It's a different word. Which means the same thing as when we say that someone is a good cook. Or a good lawyer. Jesus is the good shepherd because he does all things that a shepherd must do, and he does them exactly right. He feeds his sheep on the best food and water. He protects them from the wolves. He comforts them with his voice and his staff. He seeks them when they are lost. He binds their wounds when they stumble. He gathers them together into the sheepfold at night. He does all of these things because he loves them. For it is not enough to just perform the necessary tasks of shepherding in order to be a good shepherd. Not everyone who goes through the motions of shepherding is a good shepherd. A hired hand, who our text calls a hireling, can do all of the same things that the shepherd does. He also can feed the sheep, although he may not care to feed them the best food. He can take them from place to place and bring them into the sheepfold at night, but it's just a job to him. Today, he does this. Tomorrow, he may have some other job. The hired hand really does not care for the sheep. They are not his sheep. And especially when his life is on the line, when he is threatened, he has no stock in these sheep. He abandons them to preserve his own skin. But a good shepherd loves his sheep, and he does not abandon them. He will do everything in his power to protect and provide for them. If Jesus is our good shepherd, who are these hirelings? Because Jesus is talking about real people here. The hireling is whomever goes through the motions, who thinks only of their duties and tasks that must be done, as if the purpose of shepherding is to just do the things that shepherds do. It's just a job, a way to earn a living. And so the hireling does not love those in his care. His heart is not in his work, and the moment that he is threatened, he abandons the sheep to the jaws of the wolf. In the days of Jesus, the hirelings were the scribes and the Pharisees, or other priests who thought that by performing all of the right rituals and ceremonies, by keeping the letter of the law, by doing the deeds, that is how they properly cared for the people of Israel, and that this enough would please God, it would do what he required of them, and they would get the reward for it. They'd get honest pay for honest work. That was their job. In our day, there are many religious leaders who care more for the show that they put on or the squeaky clean life that they lead in front of men than for the sheep in their care. Sheep whose names they hardly know. The hirelings are all those, in any capacity, who make a show of tending their flock, but do not love them, who perform their duties for the sake of the gain that they will achieve. And what applies to hirelings of a church applies to hirelings in any station in life. You can easily become one of these hirelings yourself, and in fact, you have often played the hireling in regards to your service to your neighbor and to your Christian brethren. Doing what you thought you should because it was your duty, not out of love. In fact, that is your nature. To do and obey for the sake of gain. Whether it is to get friends, or money, or respect, or power, or even the favor of God. Because that is the way of all flesh. And you're not exempt. Because as long as you still have a heart beating in your chest, you too will believe that because you've done your duty, you have pleased God, and now you are due a reward. And even when you know better, and you believe God's word, your flesh still believes that the purpose of keeping the commandments is to get compensated by God because you did what you were supposed to do. But that is what it means to be a hireling. You are all hirelings by nature. But thanks be to God, there is one who has your human nature, but he is not a hireling. Jesus is your good shepherd because he alone does all things out of his love for you. And for his Father. Only Jesus acts without any thought at all of his own reward. All of his actions are for you, his sheep. That is why he is good. But his goodness for this task is far greater than just his love. And you must understand this if you are to appreciate just how good a shepherd Jesus is. For above all else, he is good because he lays down his life for the sheep. And this makes him unlike all other shepherds, even greater than otherwise good shepherds. For consider what happens if any other shepherd were to do this. If the shepherd dies, then the sheep are unprotected. An earthly shepherd needs to preserve his own life in order to care for the sheep. Then who would care for the sheep once the shepherd is dead? Jesus himself spoke in this way in the upper room before his death when he said, "I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered," referring to himself. And if that were the end of the matter, then Jesus would not be a very good shepherd. For what good would it do if he simply died for the sheep, leaving them unprotected so that Satan could come and devour them? A good shepherd is there for his sheep. And therefore, Jesus is a shepherd like no other, because he is the only shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep and then takes it up again, so that he can continue to care for them. Only Jesus can do for his sheep, in death and then in life, Only Jesus can do this. And that act of laying down his life for the sheep, for his sheep, is not merely just an act of self-sacrifice. He lays down his life for the lives of the sheep. He substitutes his life for their lives. It was the sheep that had to die, after all. It was you and I who were to be slaughtered. Remember what happened finally to sheep in Israel. When the sheep went up to the temple of the Lord, they went to be sacrificed for their sins, for sin. And so it is that your end and my end is death. God has required our blood, not to be sacrificed for the sins of others, but for our own sins. And that debt of blood and death must be paid. We are the sheep that must be slaughtered. And so it is that Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. He becomes the sacrifice for sin. He sheds his blood on God's altar of the cross. And so this is his life for your life. He will go into death so that you may live, because otherwise you must die. That is why his death makes him a good shepherd. If he merely died, how would this profit you? No, it is necessary that he die in your place. Because when he then dies for you, and he takes your death, then you must be free from death. No other shepherd is even able to do what Jesus does here. Who can atone for sin? Not all the blood of the sheep and goats and calves were able to do this for Israel. Their sacrifices had to be repeated over and over and over again. But Jesus laid down his life once for all. And he does not have to die again. He died once for all, and now he is risen. Death has no claim on him or on you for whom he died. And he is able to do with his death what no other shepherd could do, because he is the only one who can say, I am the good shepherd. I am the door. So many times he uses this phrase, the phrase that drove the scribes and the Pharisees crazy, a phrase which the common Israelite avoided saying in their earthly life, lest they claim the name of God himself. Once Jesus even said before Abraham was, I am. And the people tried to stone him because he was claiming to be God. But the only shepherd who can say, I am, and have the power to lay down his life for the sheep is Jesus. And that is why he is not a good shepherd, but the good shepherd. There is no one else who can save the sheep. Only the Son of God can atone for sins. Only Jesus can be a good shepherd in every place until the end of time. No other shepherd could do this either. He is good because he gathers his sheep from all over the world with his voice. Jesus said to the Jews who would not believe on him in John 8:47, he who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear them because you are not of God. He spoke to his own people, but yet for the most part, they did not hear his voice because they were not his sheep. And yet others of his people, his disciples, some openly and some in secret, heard his voice. And they knew the voice of their shepherd and they followed him. Nationality and blood did not make anyone a sheep of Jesus. For his sheep are those who hear his voice wherever and whomever they may be and whenever they may live. Jesus says he has other sheep who are not of this fold. A sheepfold is an enclosure. It's a fenced-in area in a specific place where the sheep can dwell for a time. It provides for them protection and it keeps them in one spot. And for a while, Israel was such a place where God's people for a time could safely dwell, safe from the wolves of paganism and idolatry. But God has other sheep in other places, other folds. They are not separate flocks because he is only one shepherd. And he gathers his sheep together into one flock, one holy Christian church. Jesus goes wherever his sheep are to do this. He sends his voice out into all the world, into every wilderness, and he gathers them together so that not one of his sheep is lost. Jesus is the good shepherd because even if his sheep are in some remote corner of the world, he has made certain that they hear his voice. And he still goes out today. And he still gathers his sheep together into the church by his word. He is the good shepherd, but he sends out many other shepherds underneath him. Shepherds who speak with his voice and who labor not as hirelings, but because they too love the sheep. And even though Jesus speaks through the voices of many others, it is always the voice of Jesus that you, his sheep, hear. When other shepherds feed you, it is with food that Jesus himself provides. When they give you his body and blood, it is because Jesus himself has given it and shed it for you. When they baptize you with the waters of baptism, it is water that Jesus himself has blessed and given. When your sins are forgiven, it is Jesus' voice which does it. When you wander astray, it is still Jesus who seeks you out and who calls you back. He is the good shepherd, the only truly good shepherd who does all things well for you, his sheep. Therefore, take comfort in his voice, that he is still with you, and that he will remain with you until all his sheep in all the world are gathered together. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord our God, how good are the things which thou hast prepared for them that love thee. Thou hast given freely to us all through thy Son, Jesus Christ. May we by faith in his name obtain the unspeakable glories which he has prepared for us in thy kingdom. We thank thee for the grace which sent Christ, the good shepherd, into the world to lay down his life for the sheep, to ransom us by his blood from the power of evil, to redeem us by his passion from the punishment of our sins, and by his resurrection, to liberate us from the fear and bondage of death. Grant that we may ever abide in the green pastures and still waters of his word and sacraments. Grant unto thy church all that it needs, that it may enter in the labors of the kingdom and seek the lost sheep, raise the fallen, rescue the weary, comfort the faint, restore the erring,
feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, and show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Turn the hearts of the erring away from every false shepherd, and draw them with thy pure word and doctrine, that they may be united into the one fold of thy holy Christian church, with the only true shepherd and overseer of our souls, Jesus Christ. Let the word of the good shepherd be heard throughout the world, that in every government, in every commercial endeavor, in every college and university, in all civic life, thy Son may be magnified, as men either adhere to his word or are overthrown by it. Direct our paths through the sin, strife, and chaos of these times, O Lord. Grant us true faith and a godly heart. Strengthen the sick and support the weak. Supply the needy and show thyself in a very present help in every need. And when our last hour shall come, let our heart be fixed on thy promises. And because our eyes have seen thy salvation, let us depart in peace according to thy word, and be received into everlasting glory through Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Redeemer. Amen.
We sing hymn number 353.
The Lord be with you. Unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sin of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis. Thou wouldst strengthen us in the same in faith towards thee, and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
We sing hymn 263.
Thank you.
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.